USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Sri Lanka's prime minister is stepping down. The resignation comes as thousands of protesters stormed the president's residence and office, expressing displeasure about a worsening economic crisis. It was not clear if the president was inside at the time. The country is relying on aid from India and other countries as leaders try to negotiate a bailout with the International Monetary Fund. British Defense Minister Ben Wallace says he will not run to replace Boris Johnson as Conservative Party leader and the country's next prime minister. He said he did so after careful consideration and discussing it with colleagues and family. Wallace was seen as the favorite by some after Johnson resigned Thursday after enduring several ethics scandals. Wall Street crawled to a winning week on Friday after a stronger-than-expected jobs report. The major indexes were mixed at the close. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
The body for Japan's former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe was returned to Tokyo. Abe was fatally shot during a campaign speech on Friday. His attacker told investigators that he had planned the shooting because of his belief that Abe was part of an organization he resents. Mourners lowered their heads as the hearse carrying Abe's body drove by. Newly released police records showed that law enforcement made frequent visits to the suspect in the 4th of July shooting in Highland Park, Illinois. The records showed that between 2009 and 2014, there were domestic disputes between Robert Cremo III and his parents that included verbal and physical abuse. The reports also detail moments of intoxication and multiple escalating arguments. There has been additional scrutiny after it was learned that Cremo's father signed off on a form to allow him to own a gun. Elon Musk wants out of his $44 billion deal to buy Twitter. The social media company says they'll sue to uphold it. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
In response to the Biden administration ending Title 42 after the Supreme Court said he could, officials in the Lone Star State say they are stepping up to protect the southern border.
Texas Governor Republican Greg Abbott signed an executive order addressing the invasion of illegal immigrants into his state and the federal government dropping the ball.
It was only a year and a half ago that we had the lowest border crossings in decades under President Trump, and now under President Biden, we have the highest border crossings ever. Just over the 4th of July, just in one sector of the five sectors in the state of Texas, they apprehended about 5,000 people. Under Joe Biden's own calculations, they say to expect to be apprehending about 18,000 people a day.
Governor Abbott authorized the state's National Guard and Department of Public Safety to apprehend illegal immigrants in Texas and return them to the border. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Arizona's Republican governor has signed off on a law that restricts how the public can record police officers. The law makes it illegal to knowingly record officers 8 feet or closer without the officer's permission. Someone on private property with the owner's consent can also be ordered to stop recording if a police officer finds they are interfering or the area is not safe. The measure was opposed by civil rights and media groups. Listen to us anytime, anywhere at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.